So anyway, we're going to talk about the adrenals today. So lots of people talk about the adrenals, and they take this for adrenals, take that for adrenals. The reason why a lot of that stuff doesn't work is because your gut's messed up. So that's why we talk about the adrenals now. Fix the liver, fix the kidneys, fix the gut. It'll feed the adrenals. This is what the adrenals do. So adrenals are responsible for a couple of different things that are really important. One, they help make testosterone, specifically in women. That's a big deal. They also make cortisol. Cortisol has gotten a bad rap. People look at the effects of cortisol and they try to block it. They try to get rid of it. They try to, you know, demonize it. The reason your body produces cortisol is because your body's in a sympathetic state. The sympathetic state, the neurologic sympathetic state, that stressed out state is what's causing all the damage. Cortisol is trying to be bubble wrapped that kind of holds it all together. That's why when we see people with high cortisol levels, they're okay. And then when that same stress maintains, then all of a sudden the cortisol levels crash, that's when they fall apart because they lose their duct tape, their bubble wrap, whatever you want to call it, that's kind of holding them together. So cortisol is actually in a very important and very needed hormone. So let's make sure that we don't beat it up too bad. The reason that the cortisol is being produced, that stressed out sympathetic state, that's the actual issue. So we have to start managing stress, which is something that we try to work on all the time because that's where a lot of the downsides come through, that reactive oxidative stress, that the free radical damage, things like that, substantial amounts of that come from being in a stressed out and a sympathetic state. So cortisol is not bad. You just got to manage it, make sure that it gets where it's supposed to go. POTS, postural orthostatic tension syndrome. Stand up, you get dizzy. Stand up, pass out. That's an adrenal issue. The adrenals produce epinephrine and adrenaline. That helps to maintain the tone or how tight the blood vessels in the neck are. And as you get ready to stand up, your body sends all these signals to your toes, to your core, to your legs, to all these different things. Hey, we're about to stand up, do all these things. One of the things it does is it increases the tone or how tight the blood vessels in the neck are. It squeezes them down so that when you stand up, the blood doesn't drain from your head and then you pass out. So POTS is adrenal failure, is where your body is not able to maintain blood pressure function because the you don't have the adrenaline. So fixing the gut and then fixing the adrenals really, really helps POTS and all sorts of other, you know, I stand up and I get disease type stuff. So that one's really big. Vasomotor tone, or how hard the musculature is holding in the blood vessels, is really important. And that's one of the things we've got to monitor and manage specifically for that. Now, the other thing the adrenals do that's really important is they play a major role in ADD, ADHD. Again, the adrenals produce something called adrenaline, epinephrine, norepinephrine. It's all in the same boat. What that does is it keeps something in the brain called the reticular formation awake. So the reason that people have ADD, it's not that they can't pay attention. It's that they're paying attention to literally everything. So what ends up happening is that your body starts recognizing that your brain's falling asleep. And so it goes, we can't fall asleep. If we fall asleep, bad things are going to happen to us. We're going to get eaten. We're going to get hurt. And it's, you know, it's just not going to be good. So what your body does is it tries to get stimulus from anything it can. So, oh, there's something moved. Oh, there's this sparkly thing, a squirrel. Like, your body's just literally paying attention to everything. Which is why when you give these kids people with ADD, I say kids, but people with ADD, extremely powerful stimulants, Adderall, Ritalin, things like that, all of a sudden they can pay attention. It's not that they couldn't pay attention. It's not that they were hyperactive. It's that their body was falling asleep, lack of functional focus. And so it tried to get stimulus from everything. You give it a very powerful stimulus, you wake it up, and all of a sudden you can focus and concentrate again. So the more that we feed the body the nutrients it needs to function, the better it functions. One of those things is the adrenals. So once these adrenals start to process these things again, make that norepinephrine, epinephrine, keep the reticular formation awake, we see ADD symptoms calm way down. Now, one of the reasons we see this in kids more often than anybody else is because of what we're feeding them. You know, you give kids, you know, high fructose corn syrup, colored dyes, you know, high glyphosate breakfast cereal. It's basically sugar and chemicals that are all toxic. And then we go, I don't understand why little Johnny can't pay attention. That's one of the big issues. The other issue is that, especially with boys, we're not designed to sit still. We're movers. We got to get up and move around and do stuff. there was actually a big study done. They took a bunch of kids who had bad ADD, ADHD, and were always having issues in class, and they were always getting yelled at and stuff like that. So they're like, instead of drugging these kids, let's use neurology. I know, novel concept, how the body works. And so what they did was they took these kids and they split them into two groups, the control group. They did the same thing they always do. And then the experimental group, every time between classes, they'd have them go outside and run around the playground and wave their arms and scream and yell as loud as they could several times, and they bring them back in. And what they found out was that these, you know, completely disruptive, these kids with massive ADD, ADHD, you know, the only recommendation from all the doctors was they had to put these kids on drugs or else they just wouldn't get where they needed to go. This fixed them better than any of the drugs did. That kinetic motion, that using the brain, the body-brain connection to reestablish function and calm down that escapism from the reticular formation worked better than anything else they had. So again, physiology and neurology are the path to getting the body to work the way we want it to without drugs. So, you know, if we allowed these kids to go out and run around more, we'd have better results. Again, our government and our schools know this. So why are they cutting recess? Why are we cutting back on them going outside? Because they want their kids on drugs. The more the kids are on drugs, the more they're reliant on drugs at an early age, the more they're taught to rely on drugs for everything they need. And thus we get lifelong customers. Now, you're also going to get substantial secondary problems from the Adderall and Ritalin and things like this the kids are taking. And then obviously masking the problem of the nutrition is also going to create secondary and tertiary problems. You know, they're going to get fat, they're going to get sick, they're going to have all sorts of autoimmune diseases. So again, our government and our pharmaceutical companies' goal is to keep everyone as sick as possible without them dying, so that they have to continually take 5, 6, 7 drugs a day, thus continuing the perpetual cycle of funding pharmaceutical companies. Hold on. So I'll enter the school and just tell them. Yeah. Yeah. The more you get, sorry, Christy Barry just tossed a comment on here about her kiddo. And we see this, like I said, I see this every single day. We treat kids every day. Parents will come in and be like, I heard that you guys could help with ADD. And we do these things and they're like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. We get all of our homeschoolers, like all of our homeschoolers are on this program where we change what they're eating in the morning and we change another activity. And the parents are just like, I don't understand. Like they're awesome now. Like we go outside every 45 minutes to an hour and a half. I make them run around the backyard or I make them run around the living room, whatever it is. And they're able to pay attention just fine. One of the other fun things we did on the diet front, when our patients, we had them change what they were eating, the chemistry of it. And so instead of eating their sugary cereal, I had to make keto brownies and cookies and pie and stuff like that. So they're eating cake and cookies and stuff for breakfast. And the kids are loving it, but because it's made with butter and eggs and erythritol and monk fruit, so there's no sugar, there's no glycemic charge, there's no glyphosate in it. All of a sudden, these kids started doing really, really well. So again, the chemistry we put in our body on a daily basis has the biggest effect. Do not let your medical doctors lie to you and tell you that your diet isn't 99% of your health, because it is. So that's one of those big things. Now, to be fair to diet, it's the chemistry we ingest. It's also the media we ingest. So the things we watch, the things we read, the music we listen to, all of those things affect the way our bodies function and work. So that is 100% a thing. But that's the big thing. The chemistry really plays a big role. The other thing that adrenals are really important for, fluid levels in the bowel. So when we talk about constipation, when we talk about, you know, bowel motility, things like that, the adrenals play a giant role. And guess what really feeds the adrenal medulla? Salt. Yeah, the thing that your doctors keep telling you, oh, you can't have salt, you can't have salt. Hypercritical to the body. Now, white Morton salt that's iodized and melted into a glass bead, very hydrophilic, do not use that. Celtic salts, pink salt, we've got a pink salt in the office that's it's not Himalayan. I'm not a big fan of Himalayan stuff because so much of that stuff has been commercialized and they're just using the name. And it's actually, some of that's actually toxic. So Celtic salt for everything we've tested has been great. And then there's a Hawaiian pink salt that we use here. It's volcanic clay that makes it pink. That's really, really beneficial. But a high quality salt, a crystalline salt, not a rock salt, but a crystalline salt is extremely important for the adrenal medulla. That's the inside of the adrenals that make them function. And like I said, that helps control fluid levels in the bowel so that your body can actually moisten the fecal matter and have it flow through you a lot easier. So make sure you guys are getting all that stuff knocked out. It's going to be a really, really, really big piece. So I don't know anything about, I got another comment. I don't know much about Redmond salt. I can look into it. Send me a link with it and I'll take a look at it. But that's going to be one of those big things is we got to keep the body fed. And again, like I keep saying, the chemistry you put in your mouth has a lot to do with the chemistry that your body has to function on. So get your clean salt in, get your kids out and get them exercising, getting moving. That'll help tremendously. So when you guys have questions, throw comments up. You guys can email us questions@chalmerswellness.com. Or of course, drop some in the comments. We'll always get back to you. So like I keep telling you guys, YouTube has kicked me off for talking about how to fix things. So I would make sure you follow me on X. It's Dr. Chalmers, the number one. That's gonna be the best one. So I will see you guys later. I'm gonna go get my blood tested. You guys have a fabulous day and I will see you later today. Thanks for your time.